It is 7 below 0, and Tweety Bird still saying, "Burr, it's cold outside." It is cold outside, and a real thick frost. If you parked outside last night, I'm going to tell you, get the defrost on. If you got the remote start, thank God you paid the $400 for it, because it's days like today that you go, "I got a remote start, and I'm a pretty cool person." Jason Cans, do you have a remote start?
I do.
Ah, nice.
I do. Yeah. I started it from my phone.
Was it a gift or what?
No, it came with my car.
Nice.
I bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I opted for that as part of the package, so it is very nice.
Yeah,
that is good. I have winter and summer settings, which is kind of nice. So.
My wife won one of those at an event a few years ago. It was like a Valentine's event, and her name was drawn. And the thing was, yeah, it was fun while it lasted, but then they do have issues. And then it went out, and so that was that. So,
Anyhow. Yeah, I'm grateful for mine, that's for sure.
Have you ever had a kidney stone?
I have not.
All right, fortunate. I got a text from a friend. I just saw it this morning, and he's like, "Boy, pray for me. Kidney stone issues last night." He was in the ER. I have had 3 of them, and I think they hospitalized me every time to one degree or another. So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember our friend Larry Crabb talking about that as well.
Okay.
Being writhing on the floor in pain.
Yeah.
So bad. Yeah.
It is. And they'll tell you this. It doesn't really help. They say this is, for a guy, the closest thing to giving birth.
So. Yeah. And you're like, it really hurts.
And nowhere near the positive result of a child.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Along the lines of pain, though, yesterday I'm having lunch with somebody and a good friend. And I'm having a chicken taco salad. And I knew I bit my tongue, but I'm like, this was like one of the incisors and there was blood. So,
Yeah. I used to had a friend when we lived in Iowa who had these really sharp incisors, and he would bite his tongue or his lips all the time, and it would bleed, and that's also a miserable pain.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about relationship today, and maybe we could just start, but the idea of, I mean, it's so important, and again, one of those things in your book, Notes from the Upper Room, you have a whole chapter about Trinitarian relating, because there's relationship in the Trinity, but one of those things where can you just kind of being relationally sensitive to, like, we really want, I saw a quote on Facebook the other day, we really want people to love us, and then it's a two-way street, but then the focus is how we're being treated, and then, how are we treating others? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really easy to get lost on either side of that. I think on the one side we can get lost on the I'm being mistreated, which is certainly true. But sometimes I think we can also fail to set boundaries where we need to. I think it's that give and take.
But, and even in just real minimal ways, I mean, I remember Toby Mac on stage at Life Fest in Oshkosh, and he referenced Brennan Manning, a section, maybe from Ragamuffin, but the idea that every conversation, even with a barista at a coffee shop, can be glorifying to God or not. And I think even those encounters at work, like, are you making connections or not? And think about that throughout your day, right?
Right, yeah. And, I think in the last 5 years especially, that has been harder and harder for us to make those relational connections. So I think we need to be more intentional about doing that.
Yeah, I mean, just be thinking about, was that a win or a loss for both people when you're at the grocery store, which increasingly has self-checkout. But, all right, Acts 10, 34, and 35 today.
And that says, then Peter replied, I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle that this way. You say, Peter cracked a smile and said, truly, I believe that God does not show favoritism. It does not matter where you're from. When you live your life pleasing to God and you view him with holy reverence, he welcomes you. Beloved, Peter's belief was still maturing. Allow yourself to continue growing by my Spirit's activity in you. Final word.
Yeah, again, I think hopefully we're all growing, right? Growing in our understanding of what love and grace and goodness looks like. And again, thinking about Peter in this situation, I can just imagine him kind of shaking his head and going, wow, this is just a new revelation for me, and being grateful that it happened.
I saw a quick clip on Facebook from Richard Rohr about this subject last night saying, after Pentecost, there was this incredible diversity, right? People are speaking in all these languages, and it's just like, this is for everyone. But then he said pretty quickly it narrowed down to, I'm going to be with my folks. You know?
Right. So. Yep. Absolutely. We have to be aware of that tendency.
Absolutely. Thank you, friend. Our buddy Jason Cairns here, WWIB. Today's number is 39. That's the number of ingredients in a Twinkie. Oh, and I bet they're all good for you. All right, WWIB. Now, listen, the ladies can listen here, but we're talking about the No Regret Men's Conference coming up February 1st. It originates out of Elmbrook Church, one of the larger churches in the state, and they've had various satellite churches. I've been to Elmbrook a number of times. And one of those satellite locations is at Valleybrook in Eau Claire, where Bill Molina is on the line, not from there, but from his home this morning. Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Good. Good to talk to you. You've been kind of the connection point, taking the lead on Valleybrook, showing this. And guys from a number of different churches have come for a bunch of years, and this year no exception, February 1st, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we've already got guys registered from around the community, as well as from some towns remote from us.
So tell me about this conference. Yeah, what do you like about it so much? Why should guys set aside some time, kind of between 8 and 2 on Saturday, February 1st, to attend this?
You know, every year they've got a theme, and the No Regrets 2025 theme is Rescued, and it's based on Colossians 1, 13 and 14, and that says this. It says, "For he, God, rescued us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." So it's based on that that kind of an idea of being rescued. And as you said, it's on February 1st. We'll open the doors about 7 a.m. for some fellowship time, lots of coffee. And of course, we've always got some great breakfast snacks. And then about 7:55, we'll move into the auditorium for an opening worship set. And then we'll begin our on-screen experience with a testimony from down there at Elmbrook, as well as the keynote address by Crawford Loritz. And, you know, each day, you know, presents circumstances that cause us to lose hope and courage. And as traditional institutions fail to grant us, you know, any real security, where do we turn? And David says, God alone is our rock, our salvation, and our fortress. And, of course, Jesus is that solid ground that we seek. So knowing him is really the answer to life's greatest challenges. And that's what February 1st is all about. We're going to explore exactly how to build your life on a solid foundation of God and his word. We're going to have some group worship, as well as compelling messages from leading pastors and teachers. And then also testimonies of guys that have, you know, walked through some really tough times. There's also going to be 12 different seminars for the guys to choose from. This year, we're going to actually have a young man's track. So high school age, college age guys, young adult men are going to have kind of their own track to go through. And so we're excited about adding that this year. So we just want men to take advantage of this day to, you know, avoid the distractions of life and renew their dependence on Christ. You know?
No, that's very well said, Bill. And again, 8 to 2, Saturday, February 1st. It's for just $25. I know in past, usually it's been a terrific lunch. Lunch is included with this whole $25, right?
Exactly, yeah. The $25 includes snacks, lunch, and, you know, all of the seminars that are going to be presented.
Yeah, those breakout sessions. Those breakout sessions have been terrific in terms of the choices. You know, you're not going to get to all 12, but you're going to get to pick something that best fits where you're at. So, how can people get registered?
Yeah, so registration is Valleybrook Church, all one word, valleybrookchurch.org, and then / RSVP, and that'll take you to the registration site. Guys can sign up for $25. If they want to sponsor somebody else, they have an option to do that. If guys want to come but can't afford the $25, sign up anyway. We're going to cover the cost of it, no problem.
Fantastic. I appreciate that. And again, sometimes people can feel a little odd or strange, like, I don't know, I don't go to Valley Brook. So just real quick at the end here, speak to that, like going, I don't go there.
Well, this is like we said at the opening, you know, this is for guys from all over the community, all over the, you know, our area, the state. And we've got guys coming from as far away as Plum City. So, you know, everybody's welcome. It's going to be a great time. And, you know, hey, you're going to meet some new guys.
Absolutely.
Great.
All right. Terrific. Bill, thanks for the lowdown. Thanks for all you do. It's amazing. And you're an example how to keep serving the Lord one day at a time. So appreciate it, brother. Thanks.
There you go. Amen.
All right. He's a good guy. Bill Moline and valleybrookchurch.org/RSVP. Or if you just look up a Valley Brook Church on Facebook, you'll see it. I did that this morning and then clicked on the photo and you can register for that. Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show on this chilly January 15th.
Giving you another shot to win a free value basket from Culver's, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. Who wouldn't love that? I'd go for the Culver's Deluxe, but a lot of great options there have them.
Fantastic. I'm looking at a picture here. It's outstanding. Let's go for lunch.
715-723-2555. The number to call, 715-723-2555. Again, this is a carryover from Tuesday Trivia. Win It Wednesday. There are about 600 of these across the United States. There are about 600 of what across the country? 715-723-2555. There are about 600 of these across the United States. Phone lines are open for you, 715-723-2555. Some incorrect answers from yesterday. It's not airports, Walmarts, rest stops, highways, national parks. It's not Culver's restaurants, Dunkin' Donuts, toll booths, colleges, and universities. It's not car charging stations, bridges, Costco's. It's not prisons, FEMA camps, freshwater lakes, A&W restaurants, radio stations, waterfalls, or amusement parks. There are about 600 of these across the United States. 715-723-2555. Who will be the first one with a guess on this Win It Wednesday?
What else could it be? It feels like they've guessed just about everything.
715-723-2555. 723-2555. About 600 of these across the United States. We've heard from Bloomer, Rice Lake, Chippewa Falls, Colfax, Kenan, Wausau, Whitehall, Conrath, Eau Claire, Oliva, Sand Creek, La Crosse, Black River Falls, and Stanley. Heard from all of those locales yesterday, some of them multiple times, but nobody got it. Let's go to the phones here, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. All right, we'll try another one. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy, what do you think?
Museum.
Is it museums? How about we haven't had museums guests yet, have we?
What do you know? That's a fantastic guess. Could that be it?
Not museums. Thank you, Tammy. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Keto. It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda, what do you think?
Ski jump.
Is it
ski jumps? Oh, I got one in Eau Claire. Could there be 600 around the country?
Silver mine, right? Yeah. Is it ski jumps? Linda, did you get it? Did you win the Culver's Value Basket?
Sorry.
No, but a great guess. Great creative guess. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. There are about 600 of these across the great U.S. of A. About 600 of what across the country? 715-723-2555. Some more great guesses added to the list, but not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555. If you want to take a guess, we can take a few more here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy, go ahead.
My daughter wants to guess the animal shelters.
Is it animal shelters?
Another great
animal
guess.
Animal shelters? Not what we're looking for, but thank you, Tammy. Let's go here again, 715-723-2555 on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hi, Tony.
Go ahead.
Morning. Phone booth.
Is it phone booths?
Could there be 600 of those left?
Is it phone booths, Tony? No.
All right. A chance to win this delicious Culver's Value Basket. I got it in my hand here. But you got to answer our trivia question.
Yes, indeed. And again, the question is as follows. There are about 600 of these across the United States. So there are about 600 of what across the country? And as per usual, when things carry over to a Win It Wednesday, usually around this time is when we give the first clue. And you've got that on deck.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of good guesses for this. And I think our clue is the fact that almost all of us have been to one of these before.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. So almost all of us have been to one of these before. There are about 600 of these across the United States. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a free value basket courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. 715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, guys. This is Al from Whitby.
Hey, Al.
Oh, hey, Al. What do you think?
I'm just wondering if it might be drive-in theaters.
Drive-in theaters. Could it be drive-in theaters? Enjoyed that before, too. Halvo, did Al get it? Did he win the Culver's?
Sorry, Al.
Not what we're looking for. Call us back, Al. 715-723-2555.
They still have one in Chautauqua?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, though it is for sale.
So the one in Eau Claire, of course, is no more. So.
There are about 600 of these across the United States. About 600 of these. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Graydon Braun.
And where are you from?
Eau Claire.
Eau Claire. All right, fantastic. Go ahead and take a guess here.
Aquarium.
Oh, that's a great one.
I love going to aquariums. Haven't been for a while.
Got a cool one at the Mall of America.
Yeah, so cool. Sea life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it aquariums? It's not, but a good guess, friend. Call us back. 715-723-2555 as the phone's lighting up. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, go ahead. You're trying hard this morning. What do you think?
Amusement park.
Amusement parks. I feel like that was guessed. It was. So go ahead. If you want a bonus guess.
Libraries.
Is it libraries? Have one.
That's a great guess. We love the library. That's not it.
But yeah, make sure to support your local library. And man, I just recently realized, I don't know why it took me so long, that you can actually check out Adventures in Odyssey CDs from the library.
Huh.
It's like, that is game changer for our
It is
trips.
So good, yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Morning, Mark. Morning, Caleb. It's Beth Beach from Eau Claire.
Hey, I'm Beth. What do you think?
How about the big malls, you know, the large malls.
Okay, like large the super-sized malls,
okay.
malls and
you know,
such, too.
The super-sized malls with all those, you know.
All right, are there 600 of them?
The great big malls, Beth?
Sorry.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. If you want to guess for a chance to win a free Culver's Value Basket. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Oh, this is Dale calling from Boyd.
Hey, Dale, what do you think?
I'm going to guess post offices.
Post offices. Are there 600 post offices across the country? And again, the clue was that most of us have been to one of these before. Is
that
it post offices?
Be true about post offices. That's not the answer, though.
Thank you, Dale. Good to hear from Boyd. 715-723-2555. We can do three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve from Black River.
Hey, Steve. What do you think?
How about airports?
Airports.
Was that guessed?
Was that guessed yesterday? I'm checking real quick. Yeah, that was our very first guess. So you can have a bonus guess, Steve.
Win It Wednesday as we try to tackle a trivia question we started with at 7:45 yesterday.
We haven't got an answer yet, but if you figure it out and call us at 715-723-2555 and answer it correctly live on the air, you win a free Culver's Value Basket, which sounds delicious. I mean, anytime, but especially on these cold winter days. Now, the question is this. There are about 600 of these across the United States. There are about 600 of what across the country? And we are now going to be stacking the clues. We gave a clue last hour, and now we're going to add one to that.
Yeah, right. Last hour, the clue is escaping my mind.
What? Well, we said, hey, most of us have been to these before. Been to one of these before. Most of us have.
And then now we're going to say that what this is has been on the decline.
Okay, so there aren't as many of these as there used to be.
There we go.
All right, so about 600 of these across the United States. Most of us have been to one, but there aren't as many as there used to be. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win that free Culver's Value Basket. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Zachary from Connors, and I think it's Bowling Alley.
Is it Bowling Alley, Zachary?
Boy, I wish you were like a co-host on the show. You got such a great voice, Zachary.
It'd just be a quiet little buzzer, all right? So it's just a cute little buzzer, Zachary, but it's not what we're looking for. Thank you. Call us back, 715-723-2555. What could it be? Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm William Zebo. And I'm calling from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
All right, William, what do you think, friend?
I'm thinking courthouses, actually.
Huh. Yeah, thinking courthouses. William from Chippewa Falls. Is it courthouses? Is that what we are looking for? Does William win Culver's?
Sorry, William.
Not this time, but the good news is you can call back. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Amanda from Barron.
All right, Amanda. We haven't heard from Barron yet. Great to hear from the home of the Golden Bears, state champs in volleyball. What do you think?
Museums.
Is it museums?
That's been guessed.
That has been guessed. Amanda, would you like a bonus guess? If you can think on your feet, go ahead.
I can't think of anything else.
All right, no problem. Call us back, friends. 715-723-2555.
Our clues, almost all of us have been to this location or one of these, and there are fewer and fewer of them than there used to be.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Altoona.
Jennifer, what do you think?
Is it a roller skating rink?
That actually was guessed last hour. Would you like a bonus guess?
Ice skating rink?
Is it an ice skating rink? Now we're looking for, thanks for the call from Railroader Country. Call us back, 715-723-2555. I think we have time for three more guesses, Alva. Let's
All right.
go here. All right. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry. We haven't heard from you yet today. What do you think?
Movie theaters.
Is it movie theaters? Are there 600 movie theaters left across the country? Not it. Thank you, Sherry. 715-723-2555. Two more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, Scotty on the Rice Lake.
All right. Good to hear from Rice Lake. What do you think?
How about full-service gas stations?
Full-service gas stations. Huh. Yeah, because you do not see as many of those now. Is it full-service gas stations? Havo, did he win a Culver's Value Basket?
Thanks for trying. Not today.
All right. One final guess before we push this back till past 8:45. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. Go ahead.
Cracker Barrel Restaurants.
Cracker Barrel Restaurants. And is this Dale from Rice Lake? I think I cut you off a little bit.
Yes.
All right, Dale from Rice Lake. Cracker Barrel Restaurants. Havo, are there 600 Cracker Barrels across the country?
They're fun to eat at, but that's not
it. Not it. All right, so we're going to have to think of another clue to give you after 8:45 and see if we can't hand off this Culver's Value Basket to one of you on a chilly January day.
Who wants to go to Culver's? On us.
We have a value basket for one of you if you can be the first to solve our trivia question. This began as Tuesday trivia around 7:45 a.m., so 25 hours ago. We started yesterday, became Win It Wednesday. We tried at 7:15, 7:45, 8:15. No winner yet. The question is, there are about 600 of these across the United States, about 600 of these across the country. And as we so often do on Win It Wednesdays, Havo, we're stacking the clues to try to make this a little easier.
That's right. So far, we've told you that almost all of us have been to one of these. There are fewer and fewer of these all the time. Still, apparently, 600 in the country. And now we're going to point a couple of the guesses. Alan Withy said drive-in theaters, and someone else said phone booths. That's more what you want to be thinking, kind of what's happened with those.
Yeah, so again, those were trending in the right direction. The phone booths and the drive-in theaters, those were trending in the right direction. There are about 600 of these across the United States. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Not nearly as many as there used to be.
Right.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Debbie from Thorpe.
You got Debbie the answer, Debbie? Thorpe.
What do you think?
I'm gonna go with Wayside.
Waysides, that's been guessed.
Yeah, you want a bonus guess?
Oh, son of a gun!
Yeah, have a bonus guess.
Post office.
Post office.
Post office.
Is it All post right. office? Sorry, we're looking for. Thank you, Debbie. Good to hear from Thorpe, Cardinal Country out there. 715-723-2555.
I haven't heard "son of a gun" in a while.
Yeah, there you go. Debbie has lots of spunk this morning. Call us back, Debbie. We'd love to give you a chance to win Culver's this morning. 715-723-2555 on a Win It Wednesday. Your chance to win a Culver's Value Basket. So again, there are about 600 of these across the United States. Not nearly as many as there used to be. Most of us have been to one of these before, and those guesses for like drive-in theaters, phone booths, those are trending in the right direction, the right way you want to be thinking for this. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark.
Mark from Chippewa Falls. What do you think?
I'm going to guess video rental stores.
You're going to guess video rentals.
Why do you say that?
Yeah.
Because It's like impossible to find them.
Uh-huh.
Even Redbox is gone now.
Yeah,
right. Getting rid of those as well, too. Is it video rental stores? Only 600 of them left across the United States?
You're absolutely correct. You're going to Culver's, Mark.
You are a winner, yes. About 600 of these across the United States. There used to be about 28,000 of them, and now only about 600 left. I feel like there was a show about the last Blockbuster.
Yeah, I think there might have been, like a documentary or something. So, hey, Mark, belated happy 40th birthday. You're going to Culver's.
Oh, that's a great way to celebrate. Thank you so much.
You bet. Hang on the line, and we will get that prize to you, a free value basket from Culver's. Yes, it took us a couple days, but we got it solved. About 600 video rental stores left across the United States.